Hello and welcome to the Sands and Storm Center Stormcast. Today is Friday, February 20th, and my name is, as always, Johannes Ulrich with the Sands Technology Institute. First, a little update on the MS-09002 exploit. Boyan today published on our ISE diary a little analysis of one of the exploits he got a hold of. It's a little bit an interesting twist to this exploit. The way it was distributed is a Word document. Now, initially you wouldn't really think that a Word document would trigger an Internet Explorer exploit. However, the way this particular Word document was crafted is that it was assembled as an XML document. And while we all know that Word is now able to parse XML documents for quite a while, so essentially what the author of this exploit did is they embedded an ActiveX control into the Word document, which will then call the Internet Explorer parsing library to parse this particular part with the exploit. So there's no user interaction necessary after you opened the Word document. The Internet Explorer libraries will be called automatically by this specific XML exploit, and then the actual Internet Explorer exploit will be executed. This particular exploit delivery method isn't all that new, but it's kind of interesting to see it that early in the exploit lifecycle. Another thing Boyan found is that the particular document that he used to analyze this exploit was created a couple days before the actual exploit information was released by Microsoft. So that gives an idea that this exploit may have been known in the underground a few days at least before Microsoft came up with the patch. But luckily, most of us are boring enough that nobody would bother launching a target exploit like this against us. While we're talking about new exploits, Shadow Server is reporting that there is a new zero-day exploit going around against Adobe Acrobat. Not that much detail about it available at this point, but it uses a feature of PDF, which is frankly forgotten about. The PDF specs actually ask for PDF parsers to execute JavaScript. So PDFs have to support JavaScript as part of the specs. And this particular exploit yet again uses a bug in that JavaScript parser. So by turning off JavaScript, if you're able to do that in your Adobe Acrobat products, you will be able to avoid this particular exploit. Now the big question that always comes up is, now why do we need JavaScript in PDF? The intent of that extension actually was that you're able to create essentially dynamic PDF documents that pull part of their content from a website. You know, for example, imagine you have something like an order status website that shows you billing information or an invoice, something like that. So now you can load a PDF, and that PDF will automatically pull this order information into that PDF, and you'll have now a nicely printable invoice. If you're using any of the Adobe Acrobat products, you may want to check the preferences dialog and see if you find the JavaScript setting there and just turn it off. You know, it's really not used very much, so I don't really think a lot of stuff will break for you if you just turn off that feature for now until Adobe releases a patch for this particular vulnerability. And a couple more small things to close things off. We do get a lot of reports these days with traffic with a source port of 6000. Could be backscatter, could be some more intricate denial of service or denial of where the source port matters. Like, we have seen that with ICQ, if you remember back the WittyWorm, which used a source port of 4000 to trigger that particular vulnerability. Another report we got is that Time Warner appears to have problems in California with DNS. OpenDNS still seems to do fine, so if you are running into these issues, you may want to give OpenDNS a try. And of course, Configer is still on everybody's mind. Sysadmin from University of California at Los Angeles wrote in that one little trick he uses to cleanup config on campus is to look for the IP addresses that are being used as black holes for these configure domains and just, you know, collect traffic to those IP addresses. That works pretty well for him. Well, with that, we're up on our 5 minutes. This is the Friday edition of the webcast, so there will not be a podcast over the weekend. The next podcast will be released late on Sunday, my time, well, early Monday for Europeans and GMT time zone. That's when I usually try to release these stormcasts. With that, have a good weekend, and thanks everybody for listening.